I want to set the record straight today. I am the one who bought the flashing bow tie. And I'm the one who replaced it. There was a story about him spinning it till it broke. I'm not really sure how it went, but I'm the one who bought replacements for a while until I finally showed him the store in Marietta where he could go buy his own. There are several things I appreciate about my dad, and I want to talk a few minutes about some of those things. Dad was always fun. Remember when I was a kid, he'd come home from work and he would start chasing me and my brother through the house. And we'd scream and he'd tickle us and Mom would say, "Buddy, I had him quiet till you got home." But it was the same with my kids. He was always full of fun, always playing with them. One of the biggest things I appreciated about Dad was that he was always supportive of me as I was trying to raise my kids and teach them the word. I could always call Dad and go, "Look, I've got another problem. Look at, you know, listen to this one." He was always supportive. He was always there, and he was always willing to pray with me and just help out wherever he could. I'm so thankful that I can tell the story about my dad and Mom and how they were married almost 56 years when Mom passed away. His commitment to Mother is one of the major things that I'm so thankful for. He loved Mother, and he talked about her all the time. That last few days in the hospital, if anybody came in his room and was there very long at all, he was going to tell them about Mom. And I had to correct the dates occasionally, because occasionally he'd say they were married 25 years. And I'd go, no, Dad, it was more than that. It was almost 56. He loved Mom, and that means so much. That just means so much to me, that he was committed to Mom that long and really loved her. I'm also really thankful now for his unshakable faith. My dad did not like to be sick. He did not like illness. He did not like pain. And there was always a little bit of fear of death. So when he was in the hospital the last time, I knew things were getting bad, but the nurses weren't giving me everything until I finally got the doctor to call me up one day and said, "You know, you need to make some decisions here." And he started listing off all the organs that were failing, and he said, "I need to know if you want to have him resuscitated." And I said, "That's a lot of organ failure." I could follow the logic all the way through down to the bottom, but when he came to that final question, I said, "Would you give me some time to think about that?" He said, sure. So I went back to the hospital, and this time I was armed with my power of attorney because I knew they'd want to see that. And I said, "I want to read the chart." So I sat down and I read the whole chart, and I looked at all the facts and all the issues, and I came to the conclusion that, yeah, Daddy wasn't doing well. We had some really serious problems. So I went to talk to Dad, and I sat down on the bed, and I said, "Now, Dad, this is what's going on. You know, some things are failing. This is not good. The doctors want to know if you want to be resuscitated if your heart stops." And he said, "Well, I don't think I'm ready to give up yet. I think I'm not ready to check out yet." So that's okay. I didn't push it. I just said, "Okay, I understand." But I made sure I kept him informed from that point on. When the doctors wanted to talk, I said, "Go ahead, talk in front of Dad. He knows. He understands. I'll make sure he does." We kept him up to date. I talked to him. The day before he died, I sat down beside his bed, and he took my hand, and he said, "I want to tell you something." He told me how much he appreciated me and how much he respected me. And he said, "I don't think I have much time left, and I'm okay with that." His faith was strong, and the fear was completely gone. I believe Daddy was ready to go because he knew the Lord. And his mother was dying. I remember I kept telling him, "It's okay. You can talk about it to Mom, because Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies." And I kept saying, "It's okay, you can tell Mother that, because we know the truth. You're going to see her again." Daddy had strong faith, and I know we're going to see Daddy again. And by the way, you'll know him when you see him, because he'll be wearing the flashing bow tie and he'll be telling jokes to everybody up there. So you'll know him immediately. Praise the Lord.